Hi, fellow runner. My name is Roman and I welcome you to the Happy Runner podcast, a podcast for all who love running and those who want to start running. It's been a while since I last talked about a running shoe. Well, today I will try to give you an honest review of the New Balance SC Elite V4. But before I dive more into it, make sure to subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast, recommend it to other runners you know, and if you want to support the podcast, please share it on your social media and tag me. That helps get the word out, and I really appreciate it. Thank you. I got the New Balance SC Elite V4 for testing and the purpose of review directly from New Balance. However, they have no control over this review and I will do my best to give an honest opinion on the shoe. Before I will tell you more about the shoe, a few facts about me that are important for the review. I'm mostly a half marathon and marathon runner. My best marathon time from last year, it's also my personal best, is 3 hours and 15 minutes. And my fastest half marathon time last year, 1 hour and 34 minutes. I'm a heel to midfoot striker, 186 centimeters high, and I weighed around 72 kilograms. Till now, I ran in a few different carbon plated shoes, but this will not be a comparison with other carbon plated racing shoes. I will talk about the New Balance SC Elite V4. Till today, I ran around 100 kilometers in the shoe. I did 2 tempo runs in them at current marathon effort, 2 long runs, one at moderate pace, and one with a longer segment at marathon effort and a segment at half marathon effort. And I did a few faster track workouts around my current 5K and 10K effort. Let's talk about the upper and the fit first. The shoe, for me, fits true to size. I have a US 12. But for a marathon, I would consider going half a size up. I found that my big toe might not have enough space in the front of the shoe for the whole marathon distance. It was perfectly fine on my 22-kilometer run. So I have to take the shoe at least on a 30 or 32-kilometer run to see how it will be. So up to the half marathon distance, definitely true to size. Now the upper, called Phantom Fit, hugs the foot nicely and there is no problem with the lockdown. I have normal wide feet, but I think that even runners with wider feet will have no problem with this shoe. The front is quite roomy for a marathon race shoe and has enough volume that the feel is comfortable. The heel cup, however, is a bit tricky. Well, at least at first. It has little to no padding and it's quite stout. I could not feel any heel slippage during my initial runs, but the Achilles was a bit red after my first 2 runs. I solved this with slightly thicker socks. I think you need to find the perfect sock to use with this shoe. Maybe slightly thicker or with some sort of padding in the Achilles area. The tongue is not gusseted and very thin, with no extra padding in the upper part. Some find this not the best option because of the less pressure on the top of the feet. I found that the tongue, once in place, was not sliding around, and since I tie my laces to the outside of the shoe, there is not much pressure on top of my feet. All in all, I would say that the fit is very comfortable for a race day shoe, but it maybe takes a few runs to get used to it. Have this in mind. I would recommend to use the shoe at least on 4 or even 5 runs before race day. The upper is modern, thin, and it provides very good breathability. I have not used the shoe in rain so far, so I can't really say how the upper itself performs in rainy conditions. On to the midsole and the performance of the shoe. For a lot of runners, the most important part of a running shoe is actually the midsole. This one in the New Balance Elite V4 is a PEBA-based fuel cell. The drop is 4 mm, which is lower compared to many other carbon racing shoes. Therefore, a lot of foam is also in the front of the shoe. But as I said before, I don't want this to be a comparison with other carbon-plated shoes. From the first step on, I could feel that I was landing more midfoot than heel. Even the first few kilometers when I was running at easy pace felt good. But it's a race day shoe, and when I picked up the pace, I could feel what the shoe is really about. The faster the pace, the more I got back from the midsole. It is a shoe who is not aggressive as I thought it would be, and I was able to run the way I wanted to run. The shoe was not in control, I was the one that was in control of the shoe. The transition is smooth and quite fast. From all the foam in the forefoot combined with the carbon plate, I felt a lot of energy in the toe-off phase. The shoe has a wide platform and is very stable at different paces. But I would say that for shorter races, a shoe with a more aggressive rocker would be a better choice. The New Balance SC Elite V4 is, in my opinion, best for half marathons and marathons. Now, for my running style, the foam has the right firmness, and after my long run with faster segments, I felt that the shoe was performing great as well as at marathon as at half marathon pace. The shoe has not worked against my stride, and there is enough cushioning to protect you from the pounding even on those last 10 kilometers of a marathon, when the form may drop and the legs get a little bit heavy. What about the outsole? There is enough rubber on the outsole to protect the midsole foam and to provide excellent grip. While the forefoot has quite a lot of rubber, there is less in the heel. After the runs I did so far in the shoe, there are no signs of use on the outsole. The grip is best described as sticky, even on wet roads, no slippage at all. And since the shoe has quite a wide platform, as I already mentioned, it's a very stable shoe. One I would even suggest to those who want to try out a carbon racing shoe but have stability issues. And my final verdict? Well, it is a modern carbon-plated super shoe with a lot of cushioning not only in the heel but also in the mid and forefoot area. The shoe may not be the most aggressive one, but if you are a heel to midfoot striker, I think that the New Balance SC Elite V4 is a great shoe to consider. There is enough protection under the heel that will help you in the later stages of a half marathon or marathon. The upper, in my opinion, is great once you get used to it. It hugs the foot nicely, it's very comfortable and very breathable. Therefore, I will use the New Balance SC Elite V4 as my race day shoe on the first half marathon that I will run this year. And after that, I will decide if this is going to be also my marathon race day shoe for Valencia. I think that with this model, New Balance really made a great marathon and half marathon race shoe for a lot of runners. I also wrote a review about the shoe that is published on the runandsmile.net webpage. So if you are interested in it, I will leave a link in the description of this podcast. I hope you enjoyed listening to the episode. If so, I would appreciate you subscribe to the Happy Runner podcast and share it with your running friends. It also helps a lot if you give this episode or the podcast a good rating. Thank you and happy running!